What's happening, Black Healing Matters family? Danielle here with the Black Healing Matters podcast, where we offer you ideas to hopefully you one step closer to your healing. And yes, on this Monday, Mindset Monday, I am now wrapping up here in New York. And my time here has been great, you know. I actually am pre-recording this because I'll be in the air on Monday for the whole day. This Mindset Monday, I decided, you know, I wanted to talk about something that I found was an issue that kept coming up while I was in the States, while I have been here. And this really came to a head during a conversation I had with a friend, and he was talking about how Black women act, and the attitudes of Black women, particularly where he worked, and how they made it so difficult for him to live and to work and to work with. And I asked him very simply, do you believe that Black women are uniquely defective? Meaning that we have some kind of, you know, problem that uniquely affects us genetically or innately. And I was shocked when he said yes. And so this Mindset Monday, I'm going to open this conversation to you, Black Healing Matters family, and ask you, what do you think about this issue? Now, I'll give you my personal opinion, and this comes from me being a Black woman and the Black women that I know and love, and some that I don't necessarily know and love. And I think that for those of us who are who have not yet began or initiated the process of healing, then it's very easy to be angry. And but because, you know, we're wounded. Many Black women, many of us are wounded. And, you know, walking around trying to mask our pain with makeup and all kinds of things to make us look good on the outside, but many of us are really hurting on the inside. And those insecurities and those pains show themselves, especially if we don't go through the process of examining them and letting them heal. And so I do feel, actually sometimes I feel sorry for Black women because of all that Black women go through. And as my perspective here, you know, being here now in America, but living in Korea and experiencing that culture deeply, I see women there that can live a carefree lifestyle. They don't have to worry about how their children are going to be taken care of or how they themselves will be taken care of. There's a lot of reverence for women in Korea. And when I think about that very same reverence in regards to Black women, it's almost non-existent. And I felt that before, especially living in America, feeling very vulnerable and unprotected. And as a woman, that can be very perverse. You know, that can create such a dynamic that can make you seem crazy, you know, and make you do things that maybe you don't necessarily want to do. But as a means of survival, many of us, I believe, are engaging in what we feel is necessary to survive. And so I open this conversation to you, Black Healing Matters family. What do you think? Are Black women uniquely defective? Is this a mindset that we need to shift? And if so, how do you think we can begin that shift? My opinion, as I mentioned, I think first talking about these things and unveiling the wounds, being honest with our feelings, and actually asking for what we need can be a first step to really making changes that are necessary to better us as a group. But again, I am very open to your opinions. So on that note, Black Healing Matters family, stay blessed. As always, Black Healing Matters.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.